Greg Borchi Obed, a Catholic social worker from Duluth, Minnesota, is one of the demonstrators. He says the U.S. Navy is using the site in Clam Lake, Wisconsin, to send extremely low-frequency, or ELF, transmissions.
They're using them to communicate with the Trident nuclear submarines, which have the massive weapons of mass destruction, and send signals to the fast attack submarines, which can be used in the Iraq situation, and my understanding is they were used in Afghanistan.
During a rally on August 9th of last year, Borchi Obed and six others crawled under a fence and onto the federal property. They were immediately met by law enforcement and cited for trespassing. The demonstrators faced the charges Monday in U.S. District Court in Madison. All seven were allowed to defend their actions, and most of them made references to their religious or moral beliefs. Assistant U.S. Attorney Robert Anderson prosecuted the case.
You can't commit a crime to express your views. If you wanted to, because of your religion, you wanted to burn down someone's house to build your church there, your higher moral object in building a church does not give you the right to commit a crime on someone else's property.
U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Crocker administered fines of $150 to six of the protesters. Scott Mathern Jacobson of Duluth, Minnesota received a fine of $300 due to a prior history of trespassing. Several of the demonstrators told the judge that they could not or would not pay their fines, and the possible punishment for that? Up to 6 months in prison. Lisa Brightup of Wichita, Kansas, is one of the line crossers.
Even if I had the money, I would not, in good conscience, be able to pay a fine if I couldn't have some idea that it was going to go to some helpful fund instead of one that might be funding the very facility that I am opposed to.
So you're saying if the possibility of jail time comes up, you would serve that time?
Absolutely, if I had to.
Joe Hartke, Wisconsin Public Radio.